Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Beau Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by as we bring you the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars. We have a fantastic guest today from California, PA, and Vulcans kids. I love all these kids coming out of Cal, PA. Rontez Miles, Eric Cush, just to name a few of the other guys that we've had on the show that we really liked. And this is another guy again, and Gary Brown, their standout receiver. He was West Division Offensive Player of the Year. He led the PSAC with 18 touchdowns. I could go on, but we'll kind of let him share some of that. But Gary, we appreciate you sharing your day with us. What's it like knowing that you're, you know, doing your combine prep and you're getting ready for the next level?
Honestly, I feel like it's a dream come true. I've been dreaming about this opportunity since a little kid, coming from Cal PA with a lot of guys that's made a name for themselves from our school. It's just a more motivation, more, I would say, confidence coming from where I'm coming from, basically to prove myself, show these scouts my speed and agility work and strength. I'm just excited to be where I'm at in the point of my life.
Definitely, it's a great place to be, especially after a fantastic career. Pop Warner, Pee Wee days, I mean, were you the kid blowing up the scoreboard? Were you scoring 5 or 6 touchdowns every week?
Yeah, I would say that. Pee Wee League, I would say, cause I play both ways, so it was always corner, safety, and then receiver, so I was always that skill position. I made a lot of plays, but it was a lot of people that say from my Pee Wee team that made a lot of plays. So I guess it was fun in the Pee Wee League, I would say.
Definitely. And, I mean, you got great size. Obviously, you got great speed. I mean, you have so much going for you. I mean, I'm curious. I mean, leaving high school, I mean, kind of who was recruited by you? And I don't want to – I'm not – you know, California PA is a fantastic program, PSAC, great conference. But I'm curious how, I mean, were some other bigger schools looking at, I guess, you know, kind of how you got lost, you know, lost in transition leaving high school?
Well, basically I had, coming out of high school, I was supposed to be going to Michigan State. That was the school I was planning on going to because B.J. Cunningham, the receiver that was there a couple years ago, he went to my high school, and that's kind of how I got tied in with them. But then I had an off-the-field issue coming out of high school, which back-railed me to go to Cal PA. But coming out of high school, I researched Cal PA and found out a lot of great players go to NFL from there. So when I made my decision to go to Cal PA, I just never regretted it. Just worked hard.
Yeah, definitely. And, dude, you've done a fantastic job. And obviously, like I said, I mean, your accolades are second to none. Once again, Gary Brown, Cal PA receiver, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as we talk some NFL draft. If you miss any of this show with Gary, you can always check it out again, download it, listen to it at your leisure at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and CollegeToPro.com. And if you're going to look on iTunes, a lot of people do ask, it's the Players Platform Show, and you'll find all the archived interviews that we've done over the years there for you. For you, I mean, you arrive at Cal PA, and obviously you just make an instant impact. I mean, what's it like going in? I mean, just take this last season. I mean, 18 touchdowns, I mean, over 120 yards a game receiving. I mean, you're almost like a technobolt type receiver out there. I mean, what was it like going in game out, being, you know, such a focal point of the offense?
Honestly, coming like my junior year, I didn't have the season I basically wanted to. Had a high ankle sprain my second game of the season my junior year. So basically, I still kind of finished good my junior year, but it wasn't the season I wanted. So basically, the whole off season, I was just focused on myself in my senior year. I got to be great. I got to work hard. So the whole summer before, I was working hard, working on my speed, route running, literally everything as far as I possibly can on my own. And I feel like that's what showed this season. Basically, it was just fun going out there. It just made it so much easier for me for how hard you work, because when you work very hard to be where you want to be, the game comes easier and you're just more mental. And I feel like coming from Cal freshman year to senior year, I just mentally grew and physically grew, and it all came together my senior year. And I feel like that's why I had such a standout senior year, but honestly, that's all behind me. Now, honestly, I'm just focused on the next level, next part of my life.
Definitely, and that next part of your life is coming up quickly. In terms of combine prep, I don't know if you're still at Cal PA training. I don't know if you're off at a facility kind of getting ready. I don't know if you've graduated. Kind of take us through, you know, where you're at in terms of schooling and how you're taking on the next few months leading up to the draft.
Schooling, I have a semester to a year left to get my degree in sociology. I took this semester off basically just to focus on straight football, straight combine work. I signed with Tier 1 Sports Management, KC as my agent. Now I'm out here in D1, Tampa, Florida, out here training in D1 with Taylor Scott. It's a lot of great guys out here. I love being out here, being with players that have the same motivation, the same goal as you, pushing you every day is great. Taylor, the trainer is very great with one-on-one work. There's not that many players to where you feel like you're getting pushed back. It's more technical work. Since I've been here, I would say mid-January to now, I've already felt a drastic change in my mobility, flexibility, strength, what in and what not. And we had like a little mock draft, I would say mock prep yesterday, and it went well. And I still have a while before my pro day, so by my pro day time, I feel like I should be exactly where I want to be.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Gary Brown, Cal PA standout here on the C2P, and we're talking some NFL draft with this fantastic star from the Vulcans. For you, I mean, in terms of height, weight, because I see so many different variables on the internet, what's your height, weight right now?
Well, at the College Ground Showcase, it was 6 foot. And then now I just weighed in today. It was 204, 205. So I've definitely, during this past season, I played at 205. That was really the heaviest I really played. But I felt more explosive, more faster being at the more weight, and I feel like I'm getting even faster now with the more weight. So I think I'm going to keep it around 204, 205 right now and see how things go.
Excellent stuff. And for you, I mean, you know, I ask this question of all the guests that come on the show. I mean, if you're in the film room, scouts are breaking down some tape of you and you have the opportunity to sit with them, what are the things that you're going to point out and what do you think are the things that they're going to really love that you bring to the position of wide receiver?
Honestly, I would say my competitiveness. I feel like a lot of coaches and scouts see that I have a defensive mentality at receiver. I don't take nothing lightly. I feel like at the end of the day, it's me versus another man going across from you, and you can't let that man win. And that's how I see things, and that's how I view it as a receiver, because coming into the NFL, You're a talented athlete, but you're going against other talented athletes, and the only thing that's going to separate you to winning against the other talented athletes is your competitiveness, and I feel like that's a lot what I bring to the table.
Definitely, and great response to that. Anything go unnoticed that can't be seen on film? I mean, we're talking leadership qualities, game film study, maybe you're a workout warrior in the weight room. Kind of take us behind the scenes that these are the kind of the positive traits of Gary Brown that scouts just won't see on game film.
Oh, no. I feel I'm real coachable. I always say, like, if you're coaching an eighth grader at receiver and you're like, let's say you're an NFL receiver and you're coaching an eighth grader receiver, I'm going to pay 100% to what you're coaching that eighth grader. And may add it to my game if it helps me. And if you're coaching, it's Antonio Brown, I guarantee I'm going to be listening in on what techniques you're showing him so I can put it to my game. So I'm always coachable. I'm always trying to get better. So I'm always listening and paying attention to that little detail. So therefore, it'll make me better as an athlete.
Nice, nice. And another great response. Very nice answers. I love how you're kind of taking us, you know, kind of behind the scenes of what make Gary Brown the standout that you are. Do you get comparisons to anyone, Gary, or is there anyone out there that you kind of pattern yourself after?
Well, I mean, some websites kind of give comparisons. Some say Antonio Brown, but I kind of do my play like to a Jarvis Landry type. He didn't like really run like the fastest on the 40, but his like mentality towards the game and how he plays is kind of the mentality I feel like I have, the aggressiveness, the I'm gonna rip this ball from him no matter what. The swagger he comes with, like I have that swagger. That's really the most, I would say, resemble the most to today's culture in football.
Definitely, and a great answer. And a productive young man, Jarvis Landry, the LSU wideout, and also came in the same draft as Odell Beckham, the Tigers pair, kind of doing their thing at the NFL level. For you, I mean, do you daydream as far as the weekend of April 27th or 28th and kind of think of how you're going to take that weekend in? I mean, do you plan on being around family, friends? You just kind of want to isolate yourself from the world and just kind of find out where the chips fall after it's all said and done? Kind of take us into your mind of how you're kind of looking at this thing looking forward.
Honestly, I haven't really gave it a lot of thought. I have people asking me all the time, like, what do you plan on doing, such and so forth. Honestly, I really haven't got to it yet. I'm just trying to take the training day by day, just trying to get better. And then after pro day, such and such, then I'll see where that lies. But it'll probably be with maybe, like, close family members, my daughter. That's probably about it. Maybe by myself. It never knows. But I'll handle that when it comes to it. Now I'm just trying to take it day by day, just make sure I can get better at my craft.
Yeah. And pro day, when's that coming up for you?
Ours is March 30th, 10 a.m. So ours is pretty much late, so I have a while.
Yeah, that's good. It gives you time to prepare and really fine-tune everything that you need to do. Gary, we're almost out of time, but before we let you go, we always like to throw some off-the-wall questions your way. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yes, sir.
Any game day superstitions that you kind of bring to the table on a Saturday?
Game day superstitions? Well, I would say I like before games, I feel like as an athlete, you have to somewhat feel yourself. So basically you have to build that confidence. So I'm more of a headphones, music playing, dancing type of guy. So I feel like I'm about to go out and party, like on the field. That's my kind of mentality when I'm on the field, like having fun, party, jamming, like that type. So I would say that's a ritual I have to do before a game.
Nice. I like it. And well, you know what? I don't want to get off base, but are you kind of chatty with defensive backs?
Excuse me, sorry.
Do you kind of talk a little bit to the defensive backs? Are you a talkative guy out there?
Honestly, at the level I was at, I wasn't really talking much, but at the next level, I feel like that may talk and may come out a little bit more, to be honest.
I love it. And, Gary, this one question I think you guys enjoy answering the most above all, female celebrities. If you were inclined to take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to invite to dinner?
Female celebrity? Honestly, I had to go with Stacey Dash. She's always been my Christmas as a little kid.
I like it. And then the final question for you today, Gary, we do appreciate your time. We've been working with Eric Dorsey. He sprays and paints cleats at Illustrative Creations. If you could have any theme on your shoes, what kind of paint job would you want on those?
Any theme? I would say Iron Man theme. I love red, and I love being powerful and feeling like you're Superman, so Iron Man would definitely be my thing.
Excellent stuff, man. Well, hey, we appreciate you sharing your day. Keep training at D1. They do a great job, and like I said, I can't wait to find out how you do on Pro Day. I'll probably likely be there at the Cal Pro Day, so I'll see you that morning. But until then, man, and even after that, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed.
Yes, sir, always.
Once again, that is Gary Brown, the standout receiver, kind enough to join us here on the C2P.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.